tough part of Povich's outing for you, just that he was getting two outs.
Yeah.
Was that close to having to clean that in?
Yeah, that was kind of the conversation amongst the staff and the dugout, was the quick two outs. I think it was three out of the five innings that he started off. It was two quick outs and then traffic. You know, you felt good about it as that was going on. And then, you know, I think it was to the Perez, maybe in the third inning. It was a 3-0 count after the two quick outs, you know, three kind of spread a couple fastballs and boom, hits a double, you know, then off the thing goes. And I think it was maybe the fourth inning, they flipped in a little bit of a blooper after the double, same thing, two outs. So unusual for him. Usually, I don't feel like we've seen that out of him since maybe last year when he first kind of came up and we saw it, but had a tough night. It's a really good team, too. You know, it's probably the best team in baseball right now. So you got to give those guys a lot of credit as well.
Is he making the kind of progress as a starter?
Yeah, I feel like it. I feel like it, consistency right now, right? Like, I feel like you see him in Seattle and how he handled Seattle, which was a lineup that was swinging the bat really good. You know, and it helps you dream on him a little bit, and you feel good about him going into it. And, you know, you see the two quick outs, three of the five innings against a pretty tough lineup, and you feel good about him. He just kind of couldn't slow down the damage once it started. It happened really fast tonight, and that was probably the story of the game.
That's sort of been a theme for him, like third time through the order.
Sure.
It's difficult for him. That's obviously something that a lot of pitchers deal with. Is there anything that you think needs to happen adjustment-wise or pitch-calling-wise when he gets third time through the order?
You know, my guess is probably just experience at this point. It's hard for me to know the exact specifics of every individual pitcher, you know, him included. That's probably a better question for our pitching staff. But, you know, I think more than likely just continuing to get thrown out there and continuing to do it. And I think if we do it and he understands and feels our confidence in him, hopefully he gets a little more consistent and has more outings like the Seattle one. Sure.
The offense to maybe struggle to put together sustained rallies. Did you see any kind of trend between the rallies?
No. I mean, they go with Herter, who I think has a 1.5 or 1.7 or something, and there's a reason why he's good. You know, and the guys that you worry about are probably the younger left-handed hitters, and they did good. You know, you look at Jackson, struck two balls well off him tonight. Gunner, big two-out knock. O'Hearn, I think, faced him once, got hit in the elbow, got on base. You know, so I think the right-handed bats probably didn't help as much against him. The kid that came in next did a good job. Looks like the sinker was sharp. You know, I felt like we started to get to him as the game went on. I liked the at-bats against Conley. I thought it was good. We had a chance, pretty good chance to load the bases right there. Didn't happen. And then in the ninth inning against Vest, who's probably one of the better guys in the business right now, or as consistent as anybody, I feel like we put up good at-bats against him. I think as the lineup is healthy, which it is right now, and getting healthier, I think there's a lot of confidence that we'll start to string together more bats. Yeah, you know, and like that, the first at bat, the ball he hit hard right at the second baseman. Like when I saw that, that's Jordan Westberg. You know, when he's flying off the ball and hooking stuff and out in front and breaking posture, and that's not Jordan. But the guy that hits a bolt right at the second baseman first at bat, it was a really good feeling watching that. And I think those are the types of at bats that lead to the home run later in the game. Yeah, it's what we saw last year. I mean, he was really good last year against left-handed pitching. It's what we need him to do, you know, and it's what Jackson needs to do. And Jackson, I mean, outside of the Sunday game in Oakland or Sacramento, he's been handling them pretty good. So feeling better about the direction they're trending, and there's going to be days where they're not good against him, you know, but I feel like the more days we have like this, it's good. He had that collision. If you guys remember about 10 days ago, collision, inflammation is building up over time. Just talking to us about it, bothering him a little bit, got it imaged, kind of saw what it was. Group got together and made a plan to take care of Georgie and made the decision.
It's no secret that you guys have to play a 90-ish shortened pace in order to potentially make the playoffs. In a season like last year or 2 years ago, a loss like this, it's maybe easy to point to the positives. But
sure. Well, I mean, it's grown men in there. We don't talk to them after the game. You know, they know. So they know how important these games are. And, I mean, they prepare with incredible urgency every day. I've used that word a lot, and it's in the building. You know, you feel it in the dugout. You feel it in the preparation. You feel it how they play. You know, against Conley, a pretty good eighth-inning guy who's having a great year, you know, they gave themselves a shot, right? You bring up the tying run to the plate in 0. Almost drew a walk right there. And then in the ninth inning against Vest, you know, some good swings right there. You get a home run. Yuri's hits the ball hard. There's no quit. There's no panic. They're competing. Again, the preparation day-to-day is outstanding. You just got to keep playing.
Patience you talked about with Povich. With Mayo, is it the same issue of you being patient with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think we are being patient, you know, and we see great signs of progress from Kobe. I think anytime a young player comes in, I think you're weaving them into a big leagues a certain way. So, you know, you think back to a couple years ago when Westberg came up and looked at, you know, how Westy kind of weeds himself into the big leagues and how he's used. I think it's probably a pretty good blueprint for Mayo, you know, and we'll continue to do that with him. So, yeah, I think anytime a young player's here, I think every young player's probably built differently. I don't think we treat everybody the same by any means. I think that's probably a myth. But I think, you know, a lot of smart people get together and they ask what's best for the kid. How do we handle this kid? And then also balance trying to win the game every night, which is the most important thing. So I think we're trying to marry the two together. And I've said it before, I think most teams in the big leagues are trying to balance development and winning on a nightly basis in some form or fashion. You know, anytime you have a history like that and something pops up, there is concern. I feel like our medical staff isn't super concerned about it. I think it's more a scenario of let's take care of Georgie. Let's make sure he's healthy and give him the best chance to help us win and help himself.